Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. It's Father's Day. If you're a dad or provide fatherly love to kids or pets, I hope you're having a special day. And it has certainly been a lovely warm day around most of Wisconsin. Speaking of the weather, the summer solstice takes place this Wednesday. And boy, I don't know about you, but I can certainly tell because the birds are waking me up around 4:30 in the morning or so. I do have some music for summer and for Father's Day a little bit later in the show, including songs by Steve Goodman, Dave Mallett, and Nancy Griffith, and some Hawaiian slack key guitar as well. Lots of great music ahead this evening. We're going to start, though, with some live music and conversation with a singer, a songwriter, a sailor, and a teller of tales who is now based here in Wisconsin. Tom Castle is my guest this evening on Simply Folk. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Stephanie.
It's nice that you're here and glad that you could make it. I have to ask first and foremost, when I did the promo for you this week, I billed you as a tall ship captain. You're the first tall ship captain that's been in the studio. So tell me about that. How did that get started and how long have you been doing it?
Oh, probably a couple of decades ago. I made up my own job description and I was going to sing about sailing and sail for a living and see if I could get somebody to hire me, and that's what I've been doing ever since. So mostly Great Lakes ships, and in fact, at the end of the month, I'll be one of the relief captains on the Dennis Sullivan out of Milwaukee. So.
And do you sail mostly on the Great Lakes, or have you sailed in other places?
I've sailed a little bit on the Atlantic and the Gulf, and a tiny bit in the Pacific, and out of Auckland, New Zealand, and
oh boy,
and all over the place. But I found an old Chesapeake Bay oyster boat from 1888 in Chicago, and my former partner and I got on that boat and became totally hooked on tall ship sailing, and that led to doing the Windy and the Windy Two and the Red Witch and Friends Goodwill and a whole bunch of the ships around the Great Lakes.
Wow. Now, where does the music come in?
That comes in from the actual traditions, some of the old collections of the Ivan Henry Walton collection at the University of Michigan, some songs I've written myself, and songs from other artists who do the same genre, same maritime folk music. And in fact, in the wintertime, we gather together in Chicago and do a thing called the Chicago Maritime Fest, and we have singers from all over the world come for that.
That's a big deal. I know we had Bounding Maine on the show, and I think they've been down there.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, why don't we start with something? I believe the one that you're going to start with is one that you have written that has also been recorded by Lee Murdoch and performed by a couple of other groups.
Yeah, in the Netherlands and England and all over the place. And it's an end of the season song. It's a song about what you do when you're looking for a job and the weather gets too cold to sail and the harbors freeze up and it's called Cold Winds. The bottle, it's time to go. Cold winds blow across the harbor, cold winds on the inland sea, same winds that called our fathers, cold winds are calling me. Rise up, rise up, and dark the hatches. Mind your hands, they're cracked and sore. Check the lines on your way inland. It's time to get a job ashore. Cold winds blow
across the harbor, cold winds on the inland sea, same winds that called our fathers, cold winds are calling me. Sun and spray and full moon autumns, wood and water, frost and stone. Early snows mean early winters. Taste each season as it goes. Cold winds blow across the harbor. On the inland sea, same winds that called our fathers, cold winds are calling me.
Cold Winds is the name of that song, written by my guest, Tom Castle. If you're just joining me, this is Simply Folk. Tom Castle is live in the studio, and he's brought with him a concertina that we just heard. And there's also a fiddler in the house. That's Dahi Wolf. And
yeah,
we have...
taking off from Father's Day. Kind enough to join me on this. Dahi and I play... with the learning curve, the Solidarity sing-along instrumental arm, and since moving to Madison, that's the thing that's been absolutely my favorite part of it, is I've been meeting and playing with so many incredible musicians, and I've become I've become a banjo player. I've become a narrator for the Candid Concert Opera Company, and I've even done some Italian dinner theater with Michael Bruno and Tony Reitano. And there is nothing like Madison.
It's a wonderful, wonderful town. No, the whole state is like that, welcoming and a very connected community, particularly the folk community. They really embrace their own and help out each other. I have found a really wonderful sense of camaraderie.
Well, there's a great folk scene in most every city, but I think definitely in Chicago where I grew up, but there's something about Madison where there's a cross-pollination of people who are, well, like Dahi's playing in a Celtic group one day, accompanying a maritime singer the next day, and then doing klezmer music on Saturday. That's the same sort of thing. I just absolutely love that part of being in all over Wisconsin. Actually.
When did you come to Wisconsin to live? How long ago?
I was a tall ship captain in South Haven, Michigan, for the Michigan Maritime Museum. Fell in love with one of my deckhands, and she lived in Madison. So,
that's about the best reason I've heard to come to Madison in a long time.
That's all there is to it. Well, somebody said, you know, you're a singer-songwriter, sailor, and teller of tales. You should just put professional romantic. And,
yeah, there you go. I like that.
This is a song that talks of, well, it comes from that, because I did get to marry a couple people. We were talking about Facebook, and I had, back in the day, I was so naive, I thought only I would know actual friends would be friends on Facebook, and this woman sent me a friend request, and I just couldn't recognize her, and I wrote back, and I said, I'm sorry, you look familiar, but I can't place your name. And she said, well, I should be familiar because you married me. And I thought, whoa. And long story short, I married her to her husband while I was captaining Friends Goodwill in South Haven. And I got to command a tall ship, marry a couple, and sing them this song all in one day. The song was written for somebody else, but that's a different story.
And it's called Dance With You?
Yeah.
wanna dance with you. In three-quarter time, I'll step your way, you can step mine. Simple and easy, just me and you. That labels or promises, unless you want to. It's socially acceptable, touching for two. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. If you'd be so kind, we might even kiss. Sure, no one will mind. At a ballroom or wedding, just tell me when. Like brothers and sweethearts, strangers or friends, and all in a night that may never end. I wanna dance with you.
Beautiful waltz, I Want to Dance With You.
Thanks.
And that's Tom Castle. Is that one that you wrote?
Yeah, it is. It is. I was, that's when I was the poster child for midlife crisis before I moved here. And yeah, moving here has just been an absolute wonderful thing. I'm doing a bunch of libraries all over the state this summer. I'm going to be in Shawano and Eau Claire and Kohler. And I'm going to be doing, actually, I'm doing the Froth House in Madison this week. And then going on to the East Coast, Maine, Newport, Rhode Island, do the Newport Tall Ships Festival, a museum, Michigan Museum Conference, all kinds of things here. But this is a wonderful place to be based out of. We have the best landlords in the world, and have a wonderful little place on the lake, and life is good.
Lovely. Well, I know that you do quite a lot of educational kinds of programs, and you mentioned you're doing libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And are these maritime based in general?
Some of them are. It just depends. That's kind of my forte, definitely, because that's what I do for a living. And it's kind of like, you know, John Hartford doing riverboat songs and things like that. And I've kind of tried to model myself around that sort of concept, where you're writing out of a tradition, and
it informs everything that you do.
Yeah, it feels right, and so I've been very, very lucky and been able to perform with some of the best, you know, maritime people in the world, and travel everywhere from Poland to New Zealand to the Netherlands, and doing some of these festivals, and then bringing it kind of all back home again. And if you're a working folkie, you're definitely doing libraries, and I love doing nursing homes. I love doing schools. I love doing residencies. I'm going to be doing a fairly long residency in Michigan in the fall as well. And it's all part of it.
Sure is. Well, and that's something that's so special about folk music, is it really is music of the people. You're reaching people one-on-one of all ages, and they participate, they feel connected to you and your music.
Oh, yeah. Kids definitely get that. If especially the youngest ones, if they don't know folk music is not always considered cool. They don't know that, and they just love it. They just go
absolutely crazy over it. They respond well. Before we get to another song, I have to make a comment about your instruments. We've heard the concertina so far, and you pulled out a six-string guitar today that I have never, the likes of which I have never seen ever. It was folded in half. The neck was folded down, and you pulled it out of a case that looked more like a drum case.
There's a luthier by the name of Leach, and I got this from my good friend Deborah Cowan. It's called a Voyage Air guitar, and it folds in half. And the cool thing is that when you unfold it and set the set screw, it's relatively in tune.
It was darn close. Very, very impressive.
And the nice thing about it is it's just a nice sounding guitar.
It sounds lovely.
It's something, my current six string is in need of major repair. And when I found this one sort of takes the place of, of that one a little bit.
It has a lovely sound, and boy, a neck that folds down, just incredible.
<It's a very laughs>
you can't
cool guitar.
Believe it unless you see it. Now you've got a 12 string in your hands, mm-hmm. and I see that Dahi has picked up, by the way, he borrowed his daughter's brand new fiddle to play today. Way to go on Father's Day, Dahi. So we hear
she knows too.
The 12 string and the fiddle and Tom Castle's vocals. What are we going to hear next?
Oh, this is a tune. It was a pop tune in the 19th century, and then it went to sea, and it was actually documented in the logbooks of two whaling ships. And I heard this from a maritime singer in San Francisco named Walter Askew, and then I kind of forgot about it, and I opened for Brian Bowers doing a Mad Folk concert a few months back, and Brian dedicated this song to Mariah and myself, and then he suggested I learn it. So I figure when a folk deity suggests you learn a song, you should learn it. And so this is.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Why did the whaling ships happen to mention the song in the log? Is that happen?
Well, they do actually. If you go to Manitowoc, if you go to the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, you go to the Tim Kelly Diaries, and there are ballads and things in those
logbooks. Wow.
Yeah. I've come across several. And
I didn't know.
At different maritime museums.
Good place to do research, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Manitowoc has a wonderful museum there for sure. So this is called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still.
It's been a year since last we met. Never meet again. I've struggled to forget, but my struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will in the midst. Haunts me still in the midnight on the sea. Her bright smile haunts me still. I have seen foreign stars. I have wandered hazards past. I have seen the storm rise like a giant in its wrath. All the dangers I have known, the reckless life can haunts me still, though her presence is now gone. Her bright smile haunts me still. as I gaze upon the deep, and her form still greets my sight, while the stars their vigils keep. As I close my aching eyes, sweet dreams my memories fill, and from sleep when I arise, her bright smile haunts me still.
Tom Castle doing a Brian Bowers song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. This is Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and live in the studio with me is Tom Castle, and the fiddle player is Dahi Wolf. And we've been listening to a variety. We've had some maritime music, a waltz, some music for love. And we're talking with Tom about his career and what kinds of things he's getting into. And I had to ask you about a project that you may have worked on a few years ago, and that was doing some music for public TV, it looks like, down in the Chicago area.
Oh,
you did some.
Yeah, I've done a little bit with Jeffrey Bear, who's a really interesting producer. He does a lot of the Chicago Stories series over there. And this goes back a number of years now, but he was doing one on the Chicago to Mackinac race.
Ah, and that's a biggie.
Yeah, and Chris Castle and I put together a basically an instrumental soundtrack for that album. And the one thing that I think only folk people will get if you go watch that is that Jeffrey was really, he hosted it, and he sort of starred in it, and he produced it. And like, I do an instrumental version of Whiskey Johnny, and he put that in exactly when the sailors were drinking. I mean, there's maybe, 10 people in the Midwest who would catch that, but everything he did on that show was that, it was just amazing. And we watched it the first couple times and just were just laughing because it was so well done. And it was such an inside joke kind of thing. And it was so much fun doing it. It was great.
One more question about some of the things you may have done in the past. I know you do quite...
Things you may have done in the past.
Sounds like an episode. Don't cringe away. No, this is a gentle question.
Okay.
I know you do a lot of environmental teaching, and your degree is in human ecology.
Mm-hmm.
Does that inform your music in any way?
I'm I'm serendipity's slave, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started out as a visual artist, going for a design degree. And then I met this professor, Bill Becker, at University of Illinois, and he got me into alternative energy things. And a friend of his, Beth Hagens, who is also a classical violinist and a PhD in anthropology, she was running a program at Governor State University. And long story short, I ended up doing a lot of work in solar energy with old black truck farmers in central Illinois, and that's what really got me into alternative energy. And And it's, you know, everything goes around in a cycle. So I find myself trying to tie this all together, and I find myself about 18 years ago on the Clearwater.
With Pete Seeger and the whole crew there. Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing the pumpkin sale. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing music and environmental education, and I'm doing, sailing all at the same time. So it was all a natural thing. And I've been sailing with the Inland Seas Education Association folks up in Traverse City, Michigan for close to 20 years. And they do the exact same thing. And in fact, they came down to Milwaukee. I was part of the crew several times to train the people on the Dennis Sullivan to do some of those programs. And the Sullivan was a few years behind in getting the ship completed. So in a brilliant move, they brought Inland Seas down to do programs. So their, the environmental programs that they do were already practiced on board ships before the ship was actually launched.
Wow.
So when the boat actually was launched, they had educators who were not only very knowledgeable, but they were totally experienced in doing the program. And it was just...
So once they got moving, it was no big deal.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing, an amazing network of how one action applies to another one. And now all of a sudden I'm doing these songs, and then I'm captaining that boat at the end of the month. So it's definitely all tied together.
It really is. It really is. And what you're doing now is tied together with everything else, because you came to Madison for your love life. And I think the song that you're going to end with has something to do with your sweetie.
Well, in late in life, I've discovered the secret of domestic tranquility is to have a significant other who's a blacksmith.
And, darn! That excludes me.
Well, there are no arguments in our household ever. And she took me to a gathering of blacksmiths and a place called Tunnel Mill. And it was an amazing place. In fact, if you go to my website, you'll see me sitting on some gypsy wagons, and that's where that was taken. And Mariah is a tall ship sailor, and she's a blacksmith, and she's an EMT, emergency EMT, and a wilderness EMT. And so she took me to this gathering. There was a forged plaque in one of the barns by one of the forges, and it said, "By fire is iron born, by fire it is tamed." And I thought it had to be a really old kind of tratty thing, but it ended up being 2,000 years old, and it was...
You were right.
It was written by Pliny, so I figured, hey, there's no...
That's a nice inspiration for a song.
Oh, yeah, and no copyright problem either. In fire is iron born, fire it is tame, like it be our form, by fire all the same. Through sweat and tears, 6,000 years, legend, lore, and fame, in fire we are born, fire we are tame, by fire we are born, fire we are tame. Blacksmith sounds a spreading hook with a hammer in his hand, with a face that's chiseled from his stock, castings made of sand. Successive generations, we carry on the name. In fire we are born, fire we are tamed, by fire we are born, fire we are tamed. By the molten ball of flame, through silver moon and spark and frost, thunderbolts that rain. By fire, gold is purified, they're given a new name. In fire we are born, fire we are tame. By fire we are born, fire we are tame. Wind and water, fire and earth, we court them all the same. Their abundance in the fields, and the fields of the slain. It's time the divine
summons tongues of flame. In fire we are born, fire we are tamed. By fire we are born, fire we are tamed. In fire we are born, fire we are tamed.
That's a great way to end, by Fire is Iron Born. Tom Castle is my guest on Simply Folk. Dahi Wolf played the fiddle there, his daughter's fiddle, by the way.
Yeah, gotta make that clear. Yeah. I'm giving it back.
It is Father's Day, after all. What father steals his daughter's fiddle? And I guess a father who just got it for his daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tom, for folks that are interested in what you're doing and your music, your website is pretty basic.
Yeah, tomcastle.com, TOMKASTLE.
And I've put a link to that on our Facebook page, and that's easy to find. And you're welcome to put your comments up if you listened in and want to have your opinion about the music. We'd love to hear from you. And hope you'll keep us posted on all of your travels and your, not just overland, but overseas as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, this is, I'm looking forward to doing this show for a while, and I just, I really appreciate you having me in.
Well, it's not very often, as I said at the beginning, that we get to have a tall ship captain in the studio here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and not only that, great music to boot. Thank you very, very much for sharing your time and talent.
Thank you, and thanks to Dahi as well.